Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude the message I've been sharing this week, The Call of God. And I made reference to it earlier a few days ago, but I'd like to just revisit a passage of scripture found in the book of Revelation where Jesus is speaking to the seven churches, and the final one, the church of Laodicea, is addressed in the third chapter. And he says in verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. God does not like mediocrity. He wants, if he'd rather have you cold or hot. And so, because thou art lukewarm, he says in verse 16, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And then that familiar passage, verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And this specific passage of Scripture is directed toward the body of Christ, the believers of that particular Laodicean church, which was pertinent for that particular church at that time, but also, as many Bible scholars have said, reflects various church ages. And so at this point, God is looking for those who are fervent in their love and service for Him. He said, basically, their sin, their error, was to think that they were just fine. They were, you know, they had prosperity, they were doing well, they didn't really need anything. And the Lord was saying, you don't really know your true condition, your true spiritual condition, as I see it. And God has given us a commission, and I'd just like to share a few verses from the final closing chapter of the Gospel of Mark. That's the 16th chapter. And in verse 14, it says, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat. Jesus came to them in his resurrected, glorified body. And he said unto them in verse 15, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Basically, if we don't, there's only way we get to the Father, only way we get in heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. He alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And in verse 17, Jesus said, And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Now, that doesn't refer to being a snake handler. That's referring to power over demonic entities, power over all power of the enemy. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then in the last two final verses, it says the Lord, after he spoke that to them, he was received up to heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And so God has brought us to a time that we're living in. He's selected when we should be born. And that's never been rescinded. What he spoke to his disciple, he's speaking to us now. And perhaps you may have read in some Bible translations, well, those verses 9 to 20 are not found in the most ancient manuscripts. In other words, it was just kind of added. Well, this is my understanding and what I have learned. There are 4,200 Greek manuscripts in existence. 680 of them contain the Gospel of Mark. Only two of them don't have those disputed verses 9 through 20. 678 do have. The three Latin versions all have them. And this was never questioned. You see, those that want to take the power of God out of the preaching of the gospel, signs, wonders, miracles, these signs shall follow them that believe. They really, in their religious understanding, they don't believe it, they don't approve of it, so they just say, well, it wasn't in the original. Well, it was never questioned until the 4th century. And so we know the devil does everything he can to rob God's people of the authority and power that we have been given, all power over the work of the enemy. So God is still calling disciples today. He's still reaching out to hungry hearts. And we need a fresh outpouring in our churches, in our lives. At least that's something I'm hungry for, more of God. I've never been satisfied with what I have experienced and appreciated and enjoyed in God. And it's sometimes ironic to consider we have so many miracles taking place in the natural world. I'm speaking of scientific advances. And yet, in so many places, the church is bereft of the miracle-working power of God. God hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have all sorts of amazing things to make our modern lives so much more convenient, from soaps to miracle floors and hair products and teeth products and all kinds of goods that are available in terms of the automobiles we drive, washing machines, the various things that we have that enable us to live comfortable lives. And yet, in many respects, the church is not yet even doing in fullness that which the early church did. They preached the gospel with power and authority, and it was God's miracle-working power that drew the attention of the unsaved. That was the dinner bell, if you will, that brought those who were hurting and needing and wanting truth to be drawn to the truth of the gospel. And so even though the hour is late and the times are getting darker, we, I believe, can see the greatest outpouring of his power that we've ever experienced, because we are so approaching the very end of days. And there are people that are saying yes to the Lord. And the question before every one of us, God is speaking to us individually. He's knocking on the door of our hearts. And he's saying, will you be a part? Will you do what you are able to do? God desires a people who would be willing to shoulder the responsibility of preaching the gospel as God would direct them, and to be faithful to the charge that he has given them. And it's not your circumstances, it's not your background, but it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And the devil would like nothing better than for God's children to believe that they can't fully depend on God, that God isn't able to take care of every need. The devil would like for you to believe that you have to be in subjection and in submission to natural laws, that, you know, he doesn't move today like he did in days past. Well, all I know is it says, I am the Lord, I change not. Isn't that what he says? We have, beloved, a supernatural God who is all-powerful, who stands ready to meet your every need. And so in the end times, these days in which we are living, and the end which is soon approaching, and only God knows the hour. Even Jesus said, the angels don't know, but my Father in heaven. He said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon my handmaids, the ladies, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and I will shew wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. What did he say? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Praise God. Notice that. Whom the Lord shall call. And so the question we're faced with, what is God saying to individual hearts? What's he saying to you? Are you God's man? Are you God's woman? Can you say yes to him right now? Beloved, our job is to simply obey the Lord, to preach the good news of the gospel, to lay hands on the sick. I mean, if you believe what I just shared about in Mark 16, it was never questioned till the 4th century. Of all the Greek manuscripts, all of them except two don't have those disputed scriptures that some Bibles say don't belong there. So the Lord will not fail you in whatever he calls you to do. As David said to Solomon, if thy children take heed to their ways to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And Jesus sits at the throne. He's at the right hand of the Father. And if we will take heed to his words, if we look to the way that we're walking and go before the Lord in his truth and love him with all of our hearts, minds, and souls, he will not fail us. We want to please and be obedient to whatever he'd ask each one of us in our personal lives, that he may be glorified. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for praying, and know that I remember you, my radio audience, in my daily prayers. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.